Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you'll hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a juicy Kroger quality beef steak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right. It's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs is once again on her way to New York City to see the mysterious Arnold King. And this time, without her knowledge, she's being followed by a friend of Professor Rogers from the Federal Bureau. And Freddie Lang is frantic. He says to Nora Williams,
"No kidding, Nora. Somebody ought to hit me over the head with a piece of lead pipe. All of a sudden, I remembered about River Street and what Bill Carver told me about it, but it was too late."
"But Professor Rogers will get in touch with his friend, won't he?"
"I hope so. But supposing he doesn't? You know, Gibbsy will walk right in to see Arnold King with an investigator following her. And that's going to be the end of Gibbsy."
"Oh, crickets, Freddy, this Mr. King won't really hurt Miss Gibbs, will he?"
"No, he won't hurt her, Nora."
"Well?"
"Be over so fast she won't even know what hit her."
"Oh, crickets, no, Freddy, you don't mean it."
"Oh, crickets, yes, I do, Freddy, I mean it. Why didn't I remember sooner?"
"Oh, don't blame yourself, Freddy. You've been trying to remember for days. And, well, maybe Miss Gibbs isn't going to River Street this time. Even if she said she was."
"Well, it'd sure be a break. I'm scared that's just where she's going, all right. To number 11 River Street. Just where she went the last time. And I'll bet that she's seeing Arnold King again, too. Just like she did the last time."
"Wait, now, Freddy, you don't know for sure that she saw Mr. King. You're just guessing."
"Okay. If she isn't seeing King, she's going to be seeing one of his pals, and that's just as bad."
"Why?"
"Because seeing Arnold King or any of Arnold King's buddies is just like seeing a rattlesnake. And King and his gang are rattlesnakes that can smell the law a mile away. That's why nothing bad happened when Mr. Keith and me went into number 11 River Street looking for Gibbsy before. You see, King and his pals knew that we wasn't cops. We was just a couple of guys nosing around, see? But they'll know this pal of the props is a cop, all right. Oh, gee, Nora, I just hate to think about how quick they'll know."
"Oh, Freddy, maybe you're just getting excited over nothing."
"Over nothing, huh? Huh, get you. Look, don't you know what this is all about, kid?"
"Well, I know Miss Gibbs is on an errand, and she's probably... Well, that is, maybe she's going to see a man named Arnold King. You say he's a bad man, but, well, is he as bad as you say?"
"Oh, so that's what makes you think I'm blowing my top over nothing, huh? Well, look, I'll tell you how bad a guy this guy King really is."
"Well, you don't have to scare me with a scary face, do you?"
"I'm sorry, Crickets, but just thinking about that guy King, it makes me have to have a face. Look, there are about 10 dead guys who'd be alive today if they wasn't no Arnold King."
10? He's killed 10 men?"
No, he has, not all by himself. You see, he's too smart for that. His pals do the dirty work for him."
"Crickets, 10 people, why..."
"Well, that's just, of course, the known dead, Nora. You see, the river's got a few more bodies in it somewheres that was tossed in there by King's little playmates."
"But why, Freddy, why? Why is he killing all these people?"
"Because maybe they was out to kill him. Or maybe they got in his way. Might be they could have crossed him up. Or they owed him a lot of dough that they couldn't pay. Or maybe King just didn't like him."
"Oh, golly.
Now you see why I'm scared for Gibbsy?"
"Oh, yes."
She isn't just going to see no regular guy, or a tough-headed businessman, or even just no ordinary crook. She's going in to see a guy who ain't... Sorry, Nora, who isn't human. He's a guy who's off his nut. He's half crazy, if you ask me. though you'd never know it, to look at him or to hear him talk.
You've met him, Freddy?
Well, no, I ain't, but I've known guys who have.
Oh.
They say he's slick and smooth, nice quiet talker, good looker, neat dresser, he's polite, he's easygoing. But underneath, that guy is just poison.
Oh, crickets, and that's the man Miss Gibbs is going to see.
That's the man that Gibbs is going to see, yeah. While she's practically holding hands with a man from the Federal Bureau.
Oh, listen, maybe the man from the Federal Bureau will keep Miss Gibbs from being hurt.
Look, crickets, this guy doesn't know where he's trailing Gibbsy to. If he did, he wouldn't trail her. At least not alone, he'd get himself an army on his side. You see, he's in as much trouble as she is when he walks in after her. Be the last time that anybody sees either one of them.
Oh, no, Freddy, you're only...
tossing just a lot of baloney, crickets? Nah. Nah, not this time I ain't. I wouldn't kid anybody about a thing like this, you'll know that. Just wish we'd hear from the prof, that's all. You see, he's trying to have him grab that investigator when Gibbsy's plane lands in New York.
And then what?
Well, then he's going to tell him what's what, so he won't let Gibbsy go in and see the guy.
But Miss Gibbs will probably insist on seeing him. She said nothing could ever interfere with what she's doing. It's too important.
Well, keeping alive should be sort of important to Gibbsy, too. Don't you think?
Oh, yes, of course, but... well, if the man from the Federal Bureau doesn't go with Miss Gibbs when she sees Mr. King, then it'll be all right, won't it?
Maybe.
But it was all right the last time. Nothing happened.
No, but maybe that's because King wanted something. You know, old Lady Carlton drew an awful lot of money out of the bank this week, and maybe she gave that money to Gibbsy to give to King.
Gee, now, why would she want to give Mr. King any money?
Oh, don't ask me, Nora. Maybe it's blackmail. I don't know. But maybe King didn't hurt Gibbsy the first time because she didn't have the dough. But this time, she has got the dough. Well.
Well, what?
You're too young to know.
Oh, Freddy Lang, will you stop treating me as if I were a child?
I'll treat you any way I like. Right now, I feel like treating you like a child. It's because you look too cute to look like anything else.
Oh, Freddy.
You like that, huh?
Oh, you just said it to get on the good side of me, didn't you?
No, I didn't. You know, if I can't give you a compliment and you don't appreciate it, why, I'll just have to save them up for somebody else who can.
Oh, I suppose you can pay other girls the same compliment you pay me.
Sure I can.
Well, of all of...
Oh, no, crickets, I didn't mean that. It's just that... well, I can't say the same thing to other dames that I say to you. I was just kidding you. Because you're different. You know, how can what goes for other dames go for you?
I don't know whether to believe you or not, Freddy.
Well, don't if you don't want to. After all, it's a compliment anyhow. It's nothing at all. You know, a guy can say anything he wants to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that he means it. It's what... well, it's what a guy feels like about a dame that really counts. Ain't that right?
Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you care what I say to you or any other dame? That is just as long as... well, as long as you and me is pals. Everything okay?
Oh, you always make it that way, Freddy.
That's good. Say, look, crickets, I think if...
oh.
There's the bell. Maybe it's a prof. And maybe he's got good news.
Well, come on, let's go.
Well, now, look, you don't have to knock me down getting to the door.
Well, you don't have to knock me down either.
Hi, Freddy.
Hi, Prof. What's hot?
Oh, hello, Professor Rogers.
Hello, Nora.
Come on. You got any news?
Yeah. But nothing, Freddy, really. The plane hasn't arrived yet.
What? Ain't arrived?
No.
But it should have been in New York an hour ago.
I know. But it isn't. It's overdue and it hasn't been heard from in 3 hours.
Oh, Cricket, Professor Rogers, you don't suppose something has happened, do you?
I don't know, Nora. It's a little too early to tell. I called the Weather Bureau and they said the plane is bucking strong headwinds. That could hold it up.
Oh.
Well, I don't mean this to sound like no wisecrack, but I sure hope that something's holding it up.
Well, I don't think the plane has crashed, Freddy. Well, there'd be some word of it. Plane flies a heavily populated route.
Yeah. But look, what if it gets blown off its course by some screwy air current or something? And maybe it flew out over the ocean and then it ran out of gas.
Oh, golly.
All right. That's a possibility, Freddy, that it's off its course, yes. But transport planes carry more than enough fuel to take them through their scheduled flying time. I imagine Miss Gibbs' plane has enough gasoline to, well, keep flying for several hours yet.
Yeah, but a lot of good gasoline it's going to do when a motor goes dead or a
wheel
falls off or something like
that. Oh, Freddie Lang, you stop talking like that. Things like that just don't happen to airplanes.
No, no, Nora, they certainly don't.
Well, if something ain't happened to that plane, how come it hasn't been heard from in the last 3 hours?
Very, very simple, Freddie. The radio's probably gone dead.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that's it. It just has to be that. Oh, I just know nothing awful has happened. It can't happen, not to Miss Gibbs.
Nora, the bad things always happen to the good ones.
No.
And Gibbsy's the best. Look, Prof, when are we going to hear what's happened to that plane?
Well, I left word at the New York airport for Miss Gibbs to phone me as soon as she lands.
But what if the plane doesn't land? On its wheels, I mean.
Oh, Freddie, please don't talk that way.
I'm sorry, Crickets, but I believe in getting ready for the worst. And it isn't so bad when you really do get it.
All right, you look at the bad side of things if you want, Freddie. I'm taking the more optimistic view.
Me too.
Well, her plane has just been held up, blown off its course, or is flying around a heavy storm with its radio dead.
Or it hit the ground. And the radio ain't the only thing that...
I'm not going to listen to any more talk like that. It just isn't true. The telephone, I'll get it. I'll get it. Hello, hello?
My fingers crossed, Prof.
Yeah, so have I, Freddie. This is either a report on the plane
or... Professor Rogers, it's New York City for you.
Oh, thanks, Nora.
Oh, maybe it's Gibbsy, huh? Oh.
Well, the operator didn't say it. It was just New York City calling Professor Stuart Rogers. Here, Professor.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Hello?
Well, come on, what's the matter?
There's no one on the line.
Oh, the operator said just a moment, please.
Oh.
Well, she didn't have to make it a year, did she?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Don't you recognize my voice, Professor Rogers? This is Penny.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, you're all right.
Oh, it's Miss Gibbs.
Oh, boy, it's Gibbsy.
Well, of course I'm all right. What was all the shouting for?
Well, we've been worried about you, Miss Gibbs. Your plane was delayed,
yes,
and we didn't know what...
Yes, I know. We had to fly around an awful storm, and the radio was dead, the pilot said. But how did you know I was late?
Oh, well, I called New York, Miss Gibbs. I had to speak to you.
About what?
About where you're going. Miss Gibbs, you can't go there.
Oh, yes, I can.
You don't understand, Miss Gibbs. There's a man from the Federal Bureau following you. He's been with you ever since you left Rossville, and I'm responsible.
What? Do you know what else you're responsible for now, Professor? You know that you've ruined everything I've built up so far. Look, I can't go ahead with my plans with that man following me. Now, you tell him to leave me alone.
Under the circumstances, that's not going to be easy, Miss Gibbs.
Easy or not, you better do it.
Well, I can't promise anything, Miss Gibbs, but I'll tell you the man's name and what he looks like. You find him and bring him to the phone, and I'll see what I can do.
Will Professor Rogers be able to free Penny from the investigator when the investigator finds out about Arnold King? If not, are Penny's carefully laid plans completely ruined? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently juicy steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find the tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So get deliciously tender and juicy Kroger quality beef, the very best beef available right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence and buy it without delay. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. Remember, the only place in town that you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your neighborhood Kroger store. Remember, too, this exclusive Kroger feature, Kroger quality beef, is the very best that's currently available. So to get the best, go to your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.